Good morning, everyone. The US Federal Reserve has kicked off its two-day meeting where they will decide whether to raise US interest rates for the first time in 7 years. Now, as this meeting gets underway, the US Labor Department released its core consumer price index numbers, basically inflation numbers, which showed an increase of 2%. Now, it was the third month that the core inflation increased by that much. Most analysts are expecting that the US Fed will raise interest rates at the end of the two-day meeting. Australia's national carrier Qantas has said it expects to report better than expected profits for the 6 month to December, boosted by lower oil prices and a continued focus on its revival plans. Now, the airline has forecast underlying pre-tax profit of between $875 million and $925 million. Qantas has been aggressively reducing jobs and cutting capacity in recent months. The airline's shares have risen by almost 50% this year. Earlier this year, Qantas reported a return to annual profit for the 12 months to June and also announced plans to buy new planes. It will report its half-year results on the 23rd of February. Let's go to the global markets. And a couple of hours before the close, the Dow and Nasdaq are both up 1.3%. The S&P 500 is up nearly 1.5%, while London, the FTSE, gained 2.5% at the close. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is at $37 a barrel, Tapas crude is at $40 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,063 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 72 US cents, 66 euro cents, and 48 pence sterling.